Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Is still written. Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy and I'm here with
Peggy,
and we are here for our very, very first show. We want to welcome you and ask you for your patience. This is our first time on radio, and we are so excited to be here today. And our story is definitely unwritten, right, Peggy?
Unwritten.
Okay, so we're going to start by sharing where this all came from, the birth of the Shrink and Wrap Show. So probably about 20 years ago, literally 20 years ago, my son was probably like 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
And I did a little segment on WFLA, I believe.
Daytime TV.
Daytime TV, and I had a 3 to 5 minute segment, and I invited you on the show. I actually went over to find a job, and I didn't really I kind of did more than what I expected, and they asked me to host a show for like 3 to 5 minutes, which was quite a long time. I had to create my own show, and you were one of my neighbors, mm-hmm. and I paid you to come on my show. Mm-hmm. And at the time, yeah. we had talked about the empty nest syndrome.
Right.
Remember?
And then we also, don't forget, we also have talked about a lot of other issues, from relationships to marriages, and we did that on daytime TV for quite some time.
We sure did. Well, yeah, we did, but it was literally 20 years ago, and we left right. there. We went to our bunco, our neighborhood bunco group, and we were like, you know, let's do a radio show. And at the time, we were both super busy, and we couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so here we are today, and the unwritten part is right here. We've raised our children, and here we are, and we want you all to have courage to make change. And Peggy, we already have a caller on the line.
Does this caller know what we're going to talk about today? Well, let's hear from that caller.
We have Susie on the line.
Susie, how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, thank you. How can we help you today? Thank you for calling in.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to talk about Valentine's since it was yesterday.
Well, that's exactly what we're leading into that topic here pretty soon. But you actually reached out to us, and I'm glad that you did, because Valentine's Day is our whole topic. And what we want to know is we want to hear what your best Valentine's Day was and what your worst Valentine's Day, and is Valentine's Day important to you?
Well, yes, it's important to me. And I guess the worst was yesterday, because I love Valentine's Day, and my partner didn't bring me anything, didn't even acknowledge it was Valentine's Day. We've been together for 7 years.
Oh. Yeah. A little disappointing, mm-hmm. huh, Susie? A little disappointing.
So I'm curious to know, does he know that Valentine's Day... Well, first of all, let me ask you this. You've been together with him for 7 years. So yeah. has he always given you stuff or expressed his love for you on Valentine's Day?
Well, sometimes he remembers, mm-hmm. but not, you know. I was so disappointed, because yesterday I really thought, he would do something, and... Yeah, it made me really sad.
Susie, let me ask you this. Did you tell him you were disappointed and that there was a little bit of an expectation on your part because it's a special holiday? Were you able to verbalize that to him?
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of hinted around last night. Actually, I had something for him, and then he realized it. But at that point, it was too late, you know.
Okay. Well, and I think what I think is really important, too, is I kind of feel like through just stories and everything that sometimes you got to make yourself happy and teach him how to love, and don't depend on him to make you happy on Valentine's Day. Make a plan for yourself next Valentine's Day, and then that way no one will let you down. That's my advice. Just now, Peggy's the therapist over here.
Well, and we're not here to give advice. We're here to try to support you and help you. And, you know, possibly next year, Susie, you may want to get a little bit more verbal and, in what you want for Valentine's Day. And maybe there's other holidays that you also would like to kind of reinforce with him. But thanks for sharing that. It's probably very difficult for you to do that. In front of an audience, and we don't know how many people are listening. But,
yeah, well, who knows? Listen, thank you so much. You know
yeah,
what, Susie? I am so glad that you called. You know what?
I'm going to send Susie something.
No.
Let me send her something.
You want to send her something?
Yeah, I'm going to send Susie something.
We are going to send you something, because that's what this show is about. We're
right.
bringing people together. Mm-hmm. We don't want anyone out there to feel alone. And we're all alone at some point. We all have disappointments. We all have sadness. And we just want you to know that this is what life is about, and you're not alone, and you are going to get something from...
Right. And don't hang up. Let our producer get your information, okay, Susie?
Yes.
And thanks again for calling in.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Susie, thank you for calling.
Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Wow, she jumped right into Valentine's Day for us. What an entrance.
Love it. That was good. I like that we even have one listener out there right now.
We got
really
one.
Good.
We got one.
And now you got Kristen next.
Kristen.
Oh, boy.
Welcome,
right.
Kristen. Where are you calling from?
Hi. It's Peggy's daughter, Kristen.
Peggy's daughter.
Oh, boy. Bobby cut her off right now. No, kidding. Kidding. I'm kidding.
Two listeners. You have two listeners, ladies.
Two. Two will take them.
So let me take this one, Tracy.
Okay, you take that
hey,
one.
Hey, Kristen, how was your Valentine's Day? Tell me about that. But don't get into too much detail. I'm your mother. Okay?
Pretty uneventful. Michael bought some orchids because he didn't want to buy flowers that would die while we're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made my favorite pasta.
Oh, I love
that. And that was about it.
Well, that's a lot. What do you mean that's about it, girl? That's a lot.
And I want to know, Kristen, what did you do for him? Because it's not all about women all the time. What did you do for him?
He got a card, and I did the laundry. I don't know.
You did the... No.
Well, she didn't get that from me.
No, I think what we need to do, I think the one thing I think is important is that it's not just a female holiday. I don't. I think women, right. If you want, some guys don't know. They don't know what you really want. So set it up, invite them, do something different, and keep your relationship alive. Keep that spark alive. It is the number one romantic holiday in the United States. And do you know how much money it brings in, Peggy?
I have an idea, but you go ahead and tell me.
Take a guess.
Like you're going to tell me.
No, take a guess.
I don't know. $1 million.
Bobby, do you know how much money Valentine's Day brings in?
Oh, I've got to think it's $10-20 million industry.
Well, that's close. $96 billion.
Well,
and I had to read that 3 times.
We need to be in the Hallmark business, Tracy.
Oh. Yeah, well, but it just goes to show how important it is. And when you're left out and you realize that $96 billion mm-hmm. has been spent and you didn't get a card, I got to tell you, I'm going to be a little upset about it. Don't you think? Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'd be upset about that, too.
Yeah. So, anyway, but my point is Valentine's Day, I think, is important. It keeps us fresh. So, let's get to where did Valentine's Day stem from?
Well, let's say goodbye to Kristen first.
Oh, Kristen, thank you for your call.
We've almost forgot
your mom's giving me ladies. Your mom's giving me orders to cut. And
we
she's
almost
like,
thought you forgot.
Yeah, you gotta follow the boss. Follow orders.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and your hubby. Okay, so speaking of Valentine's Day, I love these callers. And mm-hmm. what I want to ask you is that I learned a long time ago that Valentine's Day was a religious holiday. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, kind of. If I can, you're not going to be really happy about the origins of Valentine's Day, but I'm going to go ahead and throw that out to you and see what you think and our listeners.
So I'm not very good with history, but...
Well, we're talking about history. We're talking about, you know, the 3rd century, 270 AD, where, you know, and actually the Romans, they may be responsible for this day of celebration, the $96 billion day of celebration, as you said.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And let me tell you what happened, or what I'm understanding. Again, fable, myth, story. But the Romans, they celebrated this fertility festival. I'm going to call it a drunk fest. But what happened was the men, bachelors, would sacrifice a goat and a dog. They'd skin it, take the hides, and believe it or not, you're not going to like this, Tracy, but single women would line up, and they would whip the women with these hides. Now, the reason for that is because it would evidently increase women's fertility. And they were all over that. Mm. So after they got whipped, I know, you should see her face. After they got whipped with these hides, they then would put their names, the girls would put their names in an urn or a jar, and the men would pick, the bachelors would pick names, and most of the time, it's my understanding that that resulted in a match. So even though it's got some pretty dark origins, it does have a theme of love that runs through it, right? Would you say?
I don't know about that.
All right, let me tell you a second one. This is a little bit better. You're going to like this
that
one.
Story. Sorry I asked.
And I'm sorry I told you, but I did tell you it's not going to sit right with you because I know you. I've known you for years.
Yeah. Okay.
This second one, and then I'll shut up about
Valentine's
Day. I'm going to
go myth with that one. I'm going to say myth, but go ahead.
All right. So, and let me tell you, the second one, we had another, again, myth, fable, story. But the Roman emperor, again, around 3rd, 4th century, he felt that his men were better warriors if they weren't married. So what he did is he disbanded marriages. Whoa. Who gave him the right to do that?
Right.
Imagine if that happened today. Anyway, so this priest...
I don't know. Some people might be happy about
that. So a priest... Actually, his name was Valentine, Priest Valentine, thought this was such an injustice, you know, so unfair. So he would secretly marry couples. Mm-hmm. And when this was discovered by the emperor, he executed them. So the Roman Catholics felt that this was an act of heroism, and it was he was a martyr, and they named the day after him, St. Valentine's Day. That's kind of, again, another theme of love, another string of love, right?
Yeah.
That's a little bit more tolerable than getting whipped by a goat hide.
But that's
right?
Such a, like, I feel like the flag, the red flag should be down. That's just a really sad story. I mean, it is a love story, but at the same token, I kind of like...
Well, we're talking about hundreds of years ago.
But
that wouldn't fly today, girl. That wouldn't fly today.
That wouldn't fly today is right. Well, before we continue on, we do, whether you had a good Valentine's Day yesterday or not, or if you're the guy that forgot to get someone's their special something, we do have, shame on you, but we're going to try to save the day for you. We actually have a giveaway right now. If you are a very first caller at 727-441-3000, that's 727-441-3000, we are going to give you a beautiful red leather, 100% Italian leather heart purse that is created by the Sherry. She's the founder of JoeyJamesTheLabel.com. She's kind enough to donate this to make up for that one day. And this is a timeless purse that you'll always have. So I think, do we have a caller?
Yes, we do. We have Carl on the line.
Carl? Okay. Is he the winner of our purse?
Maybe. Oh, wow.
He wants to talk to you.
Carl,
do you realize you just won a purse?
Oh, I do not. I do not, ladies. I'm very excited to hear that, though.
Okay. Well, you did. Yeah, you just won a purse.
Congratulations,
Carl. All right. What do I got to do? How much is it going to cost me?
It's going to cost you, actually, to remember romance and Valentine's Day going forward. That's what it's going to cost you.
Oh, you got it.
You got it. Okay. So what we'll do is Bobby will get your name, number, and address, and we will definitely send that to you. And it's just our token of love. It came from Sherry from JoeyJamesTheLabel.com, which will be on air in just a little bit. So congratulations.
And Carl, don't go anywhere yet. I just want to ask you, I don't know if you have a significant other, but did you do anything special on Valentine's Day for your significant other? No.
You know, ma'am, I really dropped the ball yesterday. I really did.
Well, then this is your lucky day because now you can make up for that with this Joey James Red Heart purse.
Well, congratulations. I appreciate that, ladies. I appreciate it very much.
Do you have a Valentine?
I did have a Valentine. It was my wife.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be my Valentine anymore after yesterday.
Guess what, Kyle? We save the day. Carl. We save the day. You can just, this is what you say. But he can't tell a lie.
He can't.
He can just say that it was just delayed.
The purse was delayed. It came in the mail, whatever. Lots of stuff happening on Valentine's Day.
You guys are already setting me up for failure already.
Listen, Kyle, you do not. It is the number one romantic day in U.S. history. So, okay, but congratulations to you.
Don't forget to let Bobby get your information,
Carl.
Yes.
So thank you, Sherry from Joey James Label. And I think we're going to have a little segment from Sherry right now.
We want to hear that before our caller, our next caller.
Oh, we have another caller.
We do. We have Trish.
Trish, thank you for calling. We'll wait whenever you're ready, Bobby. Bobby is the wizard back here, by the way.
All right, well, let's play this. Let's play this great little promo here.
Okay. I started Joey James to help women feel more organized, confident, and inspired. I knew I could do that by creating gorgeous bags they would love using. Everything we do at Joey James is to support women and girls. I designed each bag and all its features for women who do it all. We make all our products in a clean, safe, women-owned factory here in the U.S. And we only make small batches so that the quality and construction meet our high standards. When you get your hands on one of our bags, I want your spirit to be elevated. I want you to feel great about yourself, like you can handle anything. Life is always going to be crazy busy, but you deserve products that can keep up. You've got this, and Joey James has your back.
Thank you, Sherry. And we'll be talking to Sherry live in just a little bit here. So before we do, though...
Lucky guy who just got that purse, huh?
Oh, he's super lucky. No, lucky woman. And
Well, whoever this guy decides to give it to, boy, right. Maybe, you never know.
That's right.
I think Bobby's saying we have another caller.
Oh, we have another caller.
Let's go to Trish next.
Oh, hi, Trish. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How can we help you?
I'm so glad you guys are talking... Well, I'm glad you're talking about Valentine's Day, the day of love, but I think every day should be Valentine's Day.
And thank you. Thank you very much.
You've said
that before. And I agree. Yes, thank you. And I agree with you 100%. And listen, I definitely, in fact, Peggy and I were talking about this. I definitely think Valentine's Day should be at least once a month because, let's look at reality. The statistics of divorce, it's high. People break up all, you know, all the time. But I really believe in my heart of hearts that, and Peggy, you're the therapist. But living my life at my age, I hear all the stories. Life actually divides people. So I feel like those days of taking a break and recognizing each other and keeping a little spontaneous up kind of keeps your relationship alive. I mean, do you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that.
Okay.
I'm pretty good for not being a therapist.
Yeah, well, it's called experiences.
All right.
But I definitely think that it's important, and that's a great, Trish, thank you for that, and I agree with you 100%. Every day should be acknowledged. You need to take the time out to acknowledge your significant other, make them feel special. And it doesn't have to cost money. It does not have to cost money.
You're right.
Go for a walk on the beach.
Yeah.
Make your own card up. I don't want to hear it's about money. And I personally feel like whether it's the female or the male or whatever, whoever it is in the relationship, don't roll your eyes at it, you know, mm-hmm. because that's the person you're supposed to respect the most, love the most. And I just think it keeps it alive personally. All right. So,
life's too short.
Life is
to celebrate love every day.
And it takes work. And I always say it takes more than love to make it work. So thank you so much for calling in, and we hope you tune into the show regularly, and thank you for being a part of our first show.
Bye, Trish.
You're welcome. Glad you guys are here.
Thank you so much, Trish. Thank you. Have a great day.
You know, Tracy, you said something before about cards. You could continue to give cards. It doesn't have to be expensive. I just wanted to throw this in. Do you know that Valentine's Day is the second largest card giving event holiday of the year? First is Christmas, second Valentine's Day. Did you know that?
No, I did not. Well, I'm glad you shared.
Just throwing that out there.
Well, I do have a little trivia for you. Do you know the number one purchase of Valentine's Day? Is it cards, candy, or roses?
You know what? I'm going to say cards.
No, you're wrong.
How am I wrong?
It is candy.
All right. And you know what? That was going to be my second choice.
I think people do that so they can get a little bit for themselves as well. But I do think words of wisdom and words of love are very important. And speaking of words of wisdom, Bobby, are we ready for the train song?
We're ready for a train song.
All right. If it's love, here comes train.
Well, everybody else is getting out of bed. I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it. And there's a thousand ways you can skin it. My feet have been on the floor flat like an idle singer. Remember, winger, I digress. I confess, you are the best thing in my life. But I'm afraid when I hear stories about husband and wife, there's no happy endings, no Henry Lee. But you are the greatest thing about me. That's enough for me. Took a loan on a house I own. Can't be a queen bee without a bee throne. I wanna buy you everything except cologne, cause it's poison. We can travel to Spain where the rain falls mainly on the plane. Sounds insane, cause it is. We can laugh, we can sing. Have 10 kids and give them everything. Hold our cell phones up in the air and just be glad that we made it here alive. On a spinning ball in the middle of space. I love you from your toes to your face. Here is love. We decide that it's forever. No one else.
really getting in it. I'm not in it to win it. I'm in it for you.
Wow, isn't that a great song?
Love that
really
song.
Is, yes.
It's just a nice song. And by the way, Train is coming to Strawberry Festival in next month, I believe.
Yes,
March 8th.
March.
I'm a big Train fan, and I love his older music. And
well,
so,
you're more like a Train groupie.
Well, kind of, sort of. I'm a little too old for that. But, and Taylor Swift as well. I like songs that have stories, and I love that. So, welcome back to the Shrink and Wrap Show. I'm Tracy, and I'm sitting here with Peggy. And before we get started, we do have a red leather beautiful heart purse for giveaway. I would like to give that away right now. If you would, please, the first caller right now at 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. If you can give us a call right now, we'd love to give that away. And we're here to make people happy and to make up for yesterday's whatever happened yesterday. Okay, so going forward here now, so there's Valentine's Day and all that. So, Peggy, you know, I went to USF, and I, of course, I picked a major with no math because I'm very, you know, no math at all.
I get it.
But I remember one of my professors had asked, and I don't know why, he had asked the question, what is love? Mm-hmm. So what I want to ask you as a therapist, in your opinion or outside opinions, what brings people together?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question, Tracy. So we don't fully understand what makes an individual be attracted to another individual. You know, we know that, possibly good looks, ambition, good sense of humor, you know, common qualities, they all matter. But then there also may be some what we call unconscious factors or biology, if you will. And that really has to do with, you know, hormones or what we call pheromones. I know they're operating out there and they're on an unconscious level, but it's pretty true, I think, that pheromones do play a part in how we're attracted to each other. Again, like we look at past experiences, we're going to look at visual, we're going to look at a lot of things, commonalities, but I think pheromones play a part. What do you think?
Well, it's what is love? To me, it has different definitions. I love my son like a different way than I love my mother, and we all know that. But when it comes to relationship, it really, I was in my 20s at the time, and I do think there's different levels of love personally. Do you agree or disagree with me on that?
No, I do too. I mean, yeah. I could go on and on about mature love versus romantic love, but I don't know if we want to deviate too much from Valentine's Day.
Right.
I could go on forever on that.
Well, I was like, I literally looked it up in the dictionary, and it was as simple as it's an intense, deep affection for one another, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be more than that. So let's talk about the hormones and the pheromones. What do you know, and what can you tell us about that?
Whoa. Well, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a scientist. And, you know, what I do know in what I've read is that they're more predominant with males. That's not to dismiss the fact that we don't have them, but they're more predominant with males. And my understanding is that individuals that have larger amounts, so to speak, of pheromones are more sexually active, they are more self-confident, and they are able to socially engage a little bit easier. So I think they play, as I said earlier, I think they play a part. But they don't. It's not the whole package. Mm. There's a lot of other factors to be considered. You know, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I definitely think there is a type of chemistry between two people. I don't know if it's pheromones. I've read we're only animals give off pheromones. But so I don't know the technical medical part of it, but I definitely think it's more than just common stuff. I think there's just an attraction that we're not even aware of, because I don't know. Back in when I was in third grade, we had Valentine's Day and we gave the cards, and that was before hormones, and I actually enjoyed that day. I was excited.
What did you enjoy about that
day?
Well,
I mean, I just like, okay, you know, I love giving the cards, and I wanted to know who was going to give me a card and what it said. I mean, I think that was before hormones, right? So is that where it all started, Valentine's Day, other than St. Valentine?
Well, it started in, you know, 270 AD, as I said earlier.
I don't like that story. I don't like that story, and I wish I would have never heard it.
But I want to say something. You know, individuals will not always remember what you say or how you act. But you know what they're going to remember? How you make them feel. So while we're talking about Valentine's Day, you know, get a gift. Buy chocolates. Buy flowers. It makes somebody feel worthy.
Make them feel
special.
And that's what I was going to say, because back in third grade, I think it's the idea that someone was thinking about you.
Yeah.
You're thought of. And you don't have to make a purchase.
That's right.
Do something fun. Go for a picnic. Go watch a different movie. Do something different, because it doesn't have to be a lot of money, right? It just doesn't. So I just think it takes a little effort. And if you're not into it, then you might want to look into it. So, oh, and Cupid. Let's talk about Cupid.
Cupid.
I do know. The only thing I know about Cupid is Cupid was a male. That's all I know.
The icon for Valentine's Day. Want me to tell you a little bit about that?
I do.
You might like it. You might not like it again, but you're asking for it.
No, I want it. I want it all.
It's got its roots in Greek mythology. And evidently, Eros was this Greek god that, well, maybe he thought he was a Greek god, but the myth says he was a Greek god. And he was called the god of love and sex and desire. And what he would do is shoot arrows with little hearts at other men so that would incite them to be more romantic.
Yeah.
And historically, that's been carried through. And I say that because the Romans picked it up, and that's when they renamed it to Cupid. And Cupid now is this naked little cherub who shoots hearts with his arrows. And we still have that. It's the icon for Valentine's Day. But again, not really happy about the fact that there was this conceited, narcissistic Greek god of sex and desire named Eros who started it all, right?
I guess. I don't know. I'm still going to go back to the happy hearts and Brock's candy and the balloons and the flowers. I kind of like just the basic 101 Valentine's. But I'm glad you gave me that information, because now I can answer that question. Mm-hmm. So we are, right now, is it possible to get Sherry on the phone about her purses?
We will work on that right now.
The time is flying by on our first show, Peggy.
I see that.
And we're waiting for some more callers. Feel free to call in. Let us know how your Valentine's Day is and what your thoughts are on this topic today, because it's table talk time. We're waiting for Sherry, who actually, so Sherry opened up this purse company, and she's sponsoring our show. So Joey James Label. So she is actually from Tampa, and she opened up this purse line, very brave, and to do so. And
So what, Tracy, why don't you explain to the audience that we have sponsors, and Sherry is one of our sponsors for this show. And next time we're on, we may have a different sponsor. So we want to give her some credit. And again, those beautiful purses that she produces.
Absolutely. They are insane beautiful. And she created all of them. So Bobby
is... Colleen first, actually, just called in for the question, I guess.
Okay,
beforehand.
Colleen, how are you?
Hey, Tracy.
Hi. How was your Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day was fabulous.
Nice.
How was it fabulous, Colleen?
Well, I was just going to join in on y'all's talk about, you know, that I think that Valentine's Day is something that you could pick out to do something special every day.
Every day is nice, but would it be special if it was every day? That's why I say once a month, because I think sometimes when we take advantage or when we do things like that, then it doesn't make it special anymore.
It becomes routine, yeah.
Yeah, because I think redundancy, actually, I don't know, how do you feel about this? Redundancy, routine,
yeah.
I personally feel like...
What's special about it?
It gets bored, and it can make someone run. But no, I love that you care, and I love to hear that the female is also doing something for the males. Because guess what, ladies? Men have emotions, too. And I'm all about men, and it matters to them, too. It's not all about us. It's about your relationship and what you bring in it together. So, but Colleen, I think once a month for sure should be recognized in every day. If you could do it every day and keep it lasting, that's wonderful. And I thank you so much for your call, Colleen. Thank you. And happy...
Good job.
Thank you. And happy belated Valentine's Day to you. There is Galentine Days, by the way, for us ladies that... you know, a lot of them get together because they just like to have a reason to get together for Galentine's.
Galentine's? Oh, Galentine's Day. You know, I've never heard that before.
Well, I've never had. I've never been invited to one.
We haven't either.
Why have we not been invited to that?
Let's start a Galentine's Day.
All right, we'll start it. We'll start it right here at Tan Talk.
Why not?
That's right. That's right. So, do we have Sherry on the line?
Now we have Sherry. Yes, we do.
Hello, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Sherry.
Great. How are you guys?
Good. Happy belated Valentine's Day, Galentine Day, whatever it is.
Thank you. I love that.
Sherry, do you want to be part of our Galentine's?
Absolutely.
It's on the 14th of February.
Phone's pretty smart.
That is so funny. Okay, yeah, well, happy belated Valentine's Day. So, Sherry, we have a couple of minutes, but I first of all want to thank you, first of all, for being on air with us, and secondly, thank you so much for your giveaways. We give away two hearts. Do we have a caller for the heart purse yet?
Not yet.
Okay, we're waiting for a caller. We have one heart leather purse to give away. But Sherry, thank you. JoeyJamesLabel.com. And Sherry, tell us how you started your purse company.
Well, about 10 years ago, I was in my late 40s and raising my three daughters and sort of feeling restless and unfulfilled. And I knew I needed something else, something for myself.
Right.
So I started thinking about what that could look like, and a lot of time and research later, I came up with starting an online business and doing something fun like designing bags. I kind of went back and forth with shoes and bags, but settled on bags.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about your bags, like how you came up with the names of them?
Sure.
Well, I know I have a Norma. I have a Norma bag.
Tell her who the Norma is. I know who the Norma is. Sherry?
Yeah.
The Norma's my mom.
Okay.
And she would only ever wear fanny packs. I hate that name, but that's all she would ever wear is fanny packs. So I call it the Norma Hipster bag.
It's called the Hipster, and after her mother.
The Hipster. Thought that's cuter than
fanny packs. Yeah.
And she had to have no zippers because it would cut her hands, and so I just did a... snap closure, and it's one of my favorite bags.
And Sherry, I have to tell you that I was in Europe a couple weeks ago, and that's all I did is I had that Norma bag around my hip, around my shoulder.
I love that.
I took it out at night. I took it out during the day. I loved it.
It's so convenient.
Yes, and Norma is, her and my mom were like best friends, and I got to tell you, Sherry, that is my favorite purse because it's 3-in-1. You can wear it around your hip, you can put it on your arm, and you could also use it as a clutch. So, Sherry, where can people go for your purses?
You can go to www.joeyjamesthelabel.com, and you can find me on social media, Instagram, and Facebook.
Okay, and that's www.joeyjamesthelabel.com. And I think we had spoke a little bit about if someone calls and they contact you through the radio show, they can maybe get a free hat, the first 20 hats.
Awesome. I love it.
You're good? Okay, because I have all those hats, and so if they get in touch with you and they mention Tan Talk or the Shrink and Wrap Show, They'll be receiving a hat, and they are very, very cool hats.
I have one of those hats?
The hats are great.
Yeah, the hats are amazing. Yes. So,
yeah,
okay.
I don't even wear baseball hats, but I love those.
I love that hat. So, Sherry, yeah. Best wishes to you. I'm so proud of you. Your courage is amazing, and what Peggy and I talked about, empty nest, after you raise your children, you had the courage to start something new. So, good luck, and we'll be talking to you soon, and thanks again for your sponsorship today. So, we'll be talking to you soon.
Bye, Sherry.
Bye.
Thank you. So just to let you know, and again, we have the point of this show is to be friends with you. And what we want to do is we want to lift everybody's spirits. It's been a very negative world, and we want to lift you up. I don't want anyone to feel alone out there. We are your friends, and sometimes we might need you. So we're just trying to get people on a positive note. We're friends here, and we have a very special friend of mine, Renee, who is very social, has a big heart, and she knows everything in Tampa and everything that's going on in the area, and she's our social connection. So welcome, Renee. Are you there?
Hi guys, how are you?
Hi,
fine.
Renee.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here. I love this concept behind the Shrink and Wrap Show.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being a part of it and taking the time to make others live their life. So you are definitely going to be our social connection. So tell us what's going on.
Well, let's get started with some fun things to do around the Tampa Bay area. And recently, we all know about the Florida State Fair going on from February 9th, and it continues to the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many fun things to do. There was something that I always love to do with my girls. They have this cool act, the Flying Royals Acrobatic Aerialist and Contortionist. You would die. My favorite thing was the Hula Hoop Contest.
Oh, cute.
So that's going on right now.
Nice. And that's a nice romantic thing. The fair.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's so romantic, but it is a family fun thing. Gasparilla Music Festival, it's been moved. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was generally for February 23rd at that point. They moved it to March 10th or the 12th this year, and it looks like it might have a new location at the Julian B. Riverfront.
Okay.
You guys can get tickets at the gasparillamusic.com website. But that's always fun. There's always some really cool new upcoming artists and some national acts as well.
Okay.
And then I just heard of a fun thing to do in Dunedin. I don't know if a lot of your callers are out in Dunedin, but this is for this Saturday,
mm-hmm.
February 18th,
mm-hmm.
from 2 p.m. to 11, they have the Dunedin Mardi Gras Festival.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. Like that, I think they have like 50 floats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They actually have floats out there.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful weather for that, I'm sure.
Oh, great weather right now. I've met sitting out on the lanai. You guys, have you been to the... I know you all know downtown Tampa's exploding with new restaurants and bars.
Right.
There's so
right.
many options. Mm-hmm. I just went to a new place called Bouillon.
Yeah.
Have you been there, Bouillon? It's on Water Street. It's on 1001 Water Street. It's a French-American bistro, and it's owned by... operated by Jeff Gianti,
mm-hmm.
A local Tampa restaurant. They have the Italian restaurant, and I don't know if y'all had been there at Hyde Park.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yeah.
To the pizza place. What's the name of their pizza place there in Hyde Park?
Yeah. It's right on the corner.
For Beaches.
For Beaches.
For Beaches
is
amazing.
It's more than pizza.
It's more than pizza. It's so good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, that's another place. So,
So they opened this new restaurant, Bouillon, and it's a French-American bistro.
Okay.
It's so good. It will not disappoint you guys if you try it out. And then if you're not finished with that and you're like us, we want to go and use our dancing shoes, there's a little rooftop bar right up the street at the Edison Hotel.
Okay.
And they have some great music genres. Usually it's on the weekend, but it has magnificent views of downtown.
That's nice. And what a nice place to go with a Valentine or a date or significant other, right? For a romantic. Okay. The weather's perfect here in Florida. So those are...
Yeah, this is a great place for a romantic date. Let me tell you. It's beautiful all the way around. The hotel's beautiful. Restaurant's beautiful. But if you didn't want take that route and don't, you know, fine dining route or the, you know, average medium dining route. There is my favorite place, Tracy, and you know this, is Sparkman's Wharf in Splitsville.
Yes.
Isn't right? it the bowling alley?
It's bowling.
Isn't it a bowling alley?
Yes. You go in your jeans and you bowl, and it's fun.
Oh, yes.
Well,
it's so
if you're
fun.
Into that.
I'm not, well, but it's fun. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and if you didn't want to go fine dining, there's all kinds of dining restaurants there. Kiosks, of course.
Yes.
They're great local restaurants. Yeah.
But the bowling is fun because you can socialize and talk. So it doesn't even matter if you have to bowl or not. And by the way, Renee she can do strikes. So she plays that she can't. But Renee, thank you so much for your information. We are running low on time. And you are going to be joining us every show. We will see you back in 2 weeks. And we really appreciate your time of letting us know what's going on in the Tampa Bay area.
And don't forget about St. Pete. There's a great club down there called the Floridian, and No Filter's playing this Friday.
No Filter?
We like No Filter.
Bobby, have you ever heard of No Filter?
I have. I can't. I'm trying to play some, but I'll go look it up later.
They're very popular, and if you are from Tampa or not, you have to see them. They are really energizing, good music, and you're going to move no matter what kind of move you're in.
Bobby, you got to go with us.
We're going to take Bobby. Renee, thank you okay. so much.
Thank you guys. I look forward to it.
We'll talk to you soon, honey. Thank
Bye,
you.
Renee.
Okay, bye-bye. So that's pretty much that. If you listen to get, do we have a caller?
Yes, we have Elena on the line.
Elena, have we given away that purse yet?
No, we haven't
yet. Elena,
still got it.
Listen, we have, I think, 7 minutes. I told you I was bad at math. 8 minutes left. Well, 7.5. And we have one purse and one caller. So, Elena, guess who's going to get it?
Elena's going to get it.
You don't even realize it, but surprise, you just won a purse.
awesome.
So welcome to the show. How can I help you today? What can we say?
Hi. I was just on the topic of Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about how I've always loved Valentine's Day. It's always been one of my favorite holidays, but I've never thought of it romantically. But I just think Valentine's Day is a great holiday to express self-love and love of friends. And for example, my mom always gives me Valentine's and I don't know. I think it's a very cute holiday to just express love, whether that be familial, platonic, and not just romantic.
Yeah. Elena, can I just tell you what a perfect, last
call. Right on.
I got goosebumps.
Oh my God, that's a great call.
Yeah, that is amazing. And how to wrap it up?
Wow.
Because the song Unwritten that you heard at the beginning is all about that. It's a little bit of self-love and bringing things in and showing people how to love. And I love that she won the purse. I love that. I love your answer. And I think you need to spread that and teach that to others. So, wow. And I agree to you. Agree with you 100%, right?
Good job, girl.
Yeah, because then you're not going to be disappointed. Because you can include people in on your Valentine's Day, but when you have expectations, you're setting everybody up for failure.
Well, you get disappointed with expectations, right?
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. So good for you. Wow, maybe we should have you on here and help us.
We need help.
That's right. We need help. Mm-hmm. So thank you, and we hope to follow us in 2 weeks from now. We'll be back on the air. And,
of course.
Thank you so much for your call and happy. And can you stay on the line so Bobby can get your information, your phone number, your address?
Will,
and we will be sending you a beautiful, you're going to remember us forever. Maybe I can get Sherry send one to her and her mother.
Maybe.
You know what? That's what I'm doing. We're doing that. Sherry will do that.
Sherry will do that.
We'll give her the red Norma and the red heart. Sherry doesn't know that yet, but that's happening.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
So this show is about lifting people up and loving yourself, it is our first show, and Peggy and I thank you so much for being with us today. And Peggy, do you have any last words to say before we...
Well, I'm hoping that our listeners, if we have any... Well, I know we have five because five people called in.
Thank you, five people.
I'm hoping that those five call-ins, as well as other people, will tune in again. In 2 weeks, we're going to be here March 2nd. From this time to 3 to 4 o'clock, and we're going to surprise you with what our theme is going to be at that time. So stay tuned in, and Tracy?
We want to leave you today with one thought of our whole show. Love yourself. Don't be in love with yourself. Don't depend on other people to make you happy. And teach others how to love. This is your life, your book. Live it. It's your story. And that's what Unwritten is all about, because it is still unwritten.
All right, and let's hear it.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.